just a few now about the stuff and that to take into down at the Fort Defiance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They give in a little bit, maybe this making a start something.
Yeah. What about the Spanish when they came in a long time ago? Around 1700 back there. Didn't they bring sheep and horses?
I don't know where they get. They maybe they got it from Mexico. No? Either that way or them.
Mm-hmm.
How they do it.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of Navajo people still have horses. Pretty important. Huh?
Yeah.
They like to have horses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know this BLM. How you call it?
BLM.
Yeah.
Bureau of Land Management.
They after them too. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Supposed to be just four horses to anybody, but
oh, well, because there's not enough land to feed them, not enough grass, or what?
That's the way I heard it. Then.
Yeah.
And the people supposed to stay on their own land. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Every time they had to count their sheep. And if they pay so much, maybe they let them have. Whatever they want, if they want to go to use the government land, how you call it? Land?
Great grazing land,
They can pay, that's what I heard.
Now you homestead here. Everybody homestead around here?
This one and down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few, I don't know how they...
Mm-hmm.
From here, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That way.
Yeah. But, and,
The same way with the white cowboy, did they have to pay too or what? So much? When they,
well, they homestead too, you know.
Uh-huh.
They had homestead.
I mean, they had to pay so much for, you know.
Oh, today you mean?
Yeah, for, you know, to...
For permit.
For cows or so much like that.
Mm-hmm.
You had to pay people.
I think so, you know, if they have to. For grazing permits, I think up in the mountains, we do.
I don't know about Hamas. They don't do that, huh?
They don't know. They don't have, they don't have much livestock, do they?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. They only got a farm there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe they pay for this or that. Or the government had to pay.
Government, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't grow much out here now, do they? Little corn.
Yeah, you know that I was reading about that book about Apache. You know, I think the Navajo. I don't know. Maybe they come from this way or that way. Mm-hmm. I think they come this way or that way. I don't know.
Yeah, from the north.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Apache, I don't know how they... Somebody said the Apache and Navajo are the same, but I don't know how they separated. That's what I heard. I don't know how they do it.
Long time ago they're the same, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They probably came from the north somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
And then they must have separated.
Mm-hmm.
And the language is different, but in some ways it's the same.
Yeah.
Too.
And... you know, when I don't know what these Hamas Indians, you know, they, if the lightning kills cows or something like that, they don't care, they just bush them right there.
Oh, yeah? And eat it, huh?
But now they get scared.
Scared of the lightning? Yeah. They're scared of the cow after, aren't you?
Yeah, when lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So am I. So am I. Does the government put lights in houses around here or not?
No, not yet.
You don't have them yet, huh?
Not yet. I don't know how they gonna run.
Do the people want them or?
Huh?
People want to have lights? Or
They're scared of the lights.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're still afraid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't need them.
The way I heard it, and some of the Navajos trying to be a missionary. I don't know.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. They have Navajo missionaries now, huh? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I heard it every time down in Arizona.
Oh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some over there.
You mean a lot of Navajos are becoming missionaries?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Over here, we used to have one over here, but he's over there at Chet House. I don't know what he's doing over there.
But he's a missionary.
Yeah, he became baptized, no?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how he... Mm-hmm. Maybe he don't like it no more. Mm-hmm. Change his mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
What are these? Are these... There's just one missionary over at the Torreon Mission?
Yeah.
Just one man?
One up way down there, but I don't know. It's too far. I don't know. Maybe they still have it down there. Mm-hmm. Big building right there. Mm-hmm. Made by those people right there.
Mm-hmm. What does a missionary up here do? Does he help the people or?
Well, I go to church on Sunday, and once in a while we tell them, you know, if we go and want to go to Cuba or something, we tell him it's okay.
Yeah.
He takes over there.
Oh, he takes you down there, huh?
Bring us back, yeah.
Yeah, give you a ride.
Mm-hmm. We don't pay nothing to
him. Yeah. Does he teach the children, too? Or
yeah.
Children go to Sunday school or something here? Or?
And Wednesday they go. Well, every Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah.
And he teaches them school?
Huh? Yeah, we go on every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I know... We have two churches, see. Every Sunday we have over here where my brother lives.
Mm-hmm.
There's a house right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
He comes every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, his name is Big Fella. I don't know. People just call him Big Fella, but I don't know his name.
The missionary here?
Yeah,
from Torreon?
Yeah. Big man.
Mm-hmm.
Navajo interpreter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does he speak Navajo?
Who?
Big man?
No,
he doesn't.
This missionary, he just read it in the Bible, and that boy, he explained it.
Yeah, reads it to you.
Translated it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's from here, I think. Tinian, he's from there.
Oh, the interpreter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he go to school over there.
Mm-hmm.
All tribe school.
Oh, in Bernalillo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bernalillo. Yeah.
Somebody told me that this Joe Sanchez, his name, no?
Right.
This other old man, they fire him or what?
I don't know.
He don't work no more.
He doesn't.
Mm. Maybe he told me he was getting sick every time.
Could be. Joe works for the state, though. He.
Yeah, but this other John, they call him, he used to work for the state.
Oh, he did?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was with him one time.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He had to take pills.
Yeah. What do they do? They help. They give you the stamps and food stamps. And
which one?
The state.
Yeah.
These people get state people give you the food stamps.
Yeah, and you know these people get their welfare check. You know, from assistant from there, Renlio. They have to pay more.
Oh.
Yeah. People get, you know, if they work someplace, they have to pay more. That's what they say.
Mm.
It's no word, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was running that.
Yeah.
I wonder who's the head boss or the woman or what?
At Bernalillo?
Yeah.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her name, but she's in charge of what? The stamps and the welfare.
Did he have to go to Albuquerque or what?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know that much about it except that. I just see them driving around out here, and they stop everywhere and talk to people, and give them the food stamps and that sort of thing.
This guy, you know, you see, I was with him every time. We get he asks about how much you make or like that, and, how many sheep you got, goat, horses, kids. Children.
Yeah.
This guy said, my husband went to work on the railroad. The husband has to come back and then he gets your stamps.
Yeah.
That's the way they do it.
Yeah.
As long as
he's
right there, then you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Too much trouble, no?
To get them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They want to... Yeah. Well, yeah.
I know most he just gave the money to the one that trade with him. If they don't trade with him,
he won't give it to him.
He gets all he want right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's in a good place, isn't he? I mean, he's a lot of trade.
He taught Navajo just like we're talking.
Talks good, huh?
Yeah. Just like I was talking to him, talk English and talk Navajo to him.
I wonder where he learned it. Just picked it up, you suppose, or?
I don't know where he learned it. You know those...
Can't learn it in school, can you? They don't think
he's a Mormon, but...
Is he? Yeah.
I don't know how he... Maybe he went to school, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just learned it.
Yeah.
I know we have traded down in Star Lake. He didn't go to school, he just learned it, doesn't he? He taught
just
us like...
Taught himself, huh? Mm. Picked it up?
Picked it up, maybe. Here and there, he just like talk.
It's hard to learn.
Yeah. Especially those hymns in the language. Oh,
that's hard. Did you, was it hard for you to learn English when you were going to school?
Yeah, give me a bad time.
Did
That's the same way with, you know, I don't know. There was one guy, when we was going, we was at overseas. I don't know where this one color man, he was learning, he talked French too.
French?
I don't know how he learned it quick.
But English is hard.
Yeah. And Spanish is easy, no?
Yeah, Spanish is easy. It's easier than English, I hear.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah. The same way with... Do you think Russia and German mixed up or what?
I don't know.
Looks like
You mean the language?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe this, I think German's just like some kind of like English, no? A little bit in there.
Well, Russian's got different alphabet, different letters.
Oh.
So it's very hard.
How about Chinese?
So little signs and symbols, it's hard too. Not many Navajo speak Chinese, huh?
How about Japs?
Same way, I guess. They make you learn English, though, when you went to school, huh? Yeah,
they make us learn.
Yeah.
We have to spell out and words. Mm-hmm. And I know I went to school with some guys from Whitehorse.
Mm-hmm.
I know a girl from... close to Grand Point. I don't see why they're pretty smart, see?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to school with them. We was in sixth grade. Oh, but these guys, they make 100. Oh, we were way behind.
Yeah. Government school, huh?
Yeah. Some guys, they just given two chances.
That was
see,
it,
they,
huh?
Yeah, you know, they... have to go back. Some guys had to go back to fifth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of teachers did they have when you were there? Were they women or men? Or?
Women and men.
Yeah.
We had a superintendent. He was an old man. I don't know where he's from, but he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We have some good teacher, too.
Mm-hmm.
In Albuquerque, we have some men teacher
mm-hmm.
and some...
Mm-hmm.
Algebra was pretty hard.
Yo, what?
I didn't learn nothing.
I didn't either. I never made it.
But some guys did.
I flunked it.
Some guys did. I know.
Yeah.
I never tried. Yeah.
I didn't like it.
The only thing is about this arithmetic was about the dividing.
Mm-hmm.
Subtraction, adding's all right, but the other kind, divide, pretty hard. They're going to start to... apply an application for school, adult school, today over here.
Oh, really?
I don't know when they're going to start.
Yeah.
They say they just need the men or
mm-hmm.
a few women.
To go to school. And where will the classes be then? Where are they going to have them?
Right there, I think, the chapter
house. In the chapter house.